The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, has confirmed that Australia won't be pulling troops out of Afghanistan anytime soon. He made the commitment in a lightning trip to an Australian base, Camp Holland, in Uruzgan province. Australia has around 1,500 troops in Afghanistan under the command of Dutch troops. The Dutch are expected to pull out next year, but Mr. Rudd says he wants them to stay. Our correspondent Sally Sara is in Afghanistan and joins me now. Sally, he wants the Dutch to stay, but what kind of leverage can he exert upon them?
Well, the Prime Minister says that he has a very good relationship with the Dutch leadership. He's given clear signals today that the Australians will stay the course. Also, a very blunt assessment of the challenge that they're facing. The Prime Minister has spoken of the mounting insurgency in the south of the country, in Uruzgan, and he says that this won't be a walkover, it won't be something easy. He's praised the troops for the work that they're doing, but really acknowledged that they have quite a large task ahead of them.
But I think you've been up to that base near Tarinkout. How dependent are the Australians on a larger force like the Dutch?
Well, the Australians are self-contained in some areas. A lot of the infrastructure in the base obviously has been built around that partnership. And the Dutch have also been playing an important role in the rebuilding and reconstruction. And the Dutch, as you remember, have this a dual command structure. So the military commander for the Dutch contingent and the civilian commander for their people there really sit side by side and make joint decisions about what's going on, and they also work very closely with the Australians. So the withdrawal of the Dutch when they are scheduled to go will change the command structure in that area and leave some of the resources out that the Australians have had surrounding them at Camp Holland.
It's a useful partnership because most of the Dutch speak pretty good English. And also, I think there are quite good connections in terms of the equipment and so forth and systems between the two different militaries. So who would replace them?
Well, it's unclear as to exactly what kind of situation the Australians will find themselves in. They've pushed out into further territory in Uruzgan, and obviously the further out you go, the more resources behind you need, even just in terms of logistics and supplies to keep that territory under control. So, you know, the Australians would certainly prefer that the Dutch were there, and as the environment is becoming more and more difficult in Uruzgan, really the coalition as a whole is looking for as much support as it possibly can. But obviously the longer it goes on, it becomes less palatable in a domestic political sense for many countries, including the Netherlands.
And what have you heard about how Mr. Rudd's visit was received by the troops?
The troops are usually very pleased to see visitors come through, and it's a chance for them to speak with their leaders. And also even some of that anecdotal evidence is often very useful to those who are working out of Canberra, the civilian side, to hear what's going on. The Prime Minister's thanked the troops and given them a really strong message that we're in there now that they'll be in there now for the long haul. But still, you know, quite a quick visit. He's now arrived here in New Delhi in India and trying to shore up bilateral ties between Australia and India on the economic front and the strategic front.
Oh, so Sally, Sara, you're back in New Delhi. Thanks. I said you were in Afghanistan, but you must have moved on with Kevin Rudd. Thank you very much for joining us.